Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel. We are holding on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 2 lines into the page of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at Ditanya. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And Lila Nishmas's mother, Goldava Simcha, La Shalom, the Neshama, should have an aliyah. What we're going to talk about today is first, we mentioned yesterday we were discussing a Dover Shabiminyan, that a Dover Shabiminyan does not become batal, but we had two different versions. Es Shadarka Limanos or Kol Shadarka Limanos, something that's exclusively counted or something that is most of the time counted. But then we finished off by saying that there's a third shita. There's a shita that holds anything that's ever counted would be considered a Dover Shabiminyan and not become batal. And we suggested that maybe our Mishnah assumes like that shita, that even something that's only sometimes counted would also not become batal. So we're going to start off today by trying to find the Tana who holds that. Who's the Tana that holds that something that's even sometimes counted is considered a Dover Shabiminyan? Then the Gemara is going to give a second answer to the question that we've been working on, which is why isn't the animal that's also about Krava, why isn't that that's also about Na, why isn't that animal Batel in the row of animals that are Royal Krava? Then the Gemara is going to move on from why isn't it Batel to why not say that Azlinan Basaruba, that called the Parish Meruba Parish, meaning there's a difference between Bittel Barov, which is a question we've been working on and we'll work on for the first part of today's shir, of why not assume that the animal that's usher becomes batel in the other animals, versus called the parish meruba parish. Granted, it's not batel, but when one animal leaves that group, why don't I say that the animal that I took out of that group probably is from the rove, even though the isser is not batel and it remains in there, but probably the one I took is from the rove, so why not say called the parish meruba parish? Why not say aslinon basaruba? Then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis, Rava is going to be Mechadish, that when we say that the animal is not batel, that the Asr one is not batel, and therefore you're not allowed to be makriv any of them, that means even b'dieved, if you were makriv them, it's not meratze, that it doesn't even work. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rava from a couple of places and defend Rava, and that will bring us into the top of tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again. We're on the second line, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're trying to find who's the Tana that holds that as long as something is sometimes counted, that some people count it, that that's already considered a Dover Shabiminyan and therefore cannot become Batel. Titania, we have a Braisa. The Mesoros Shas points out that in Maseches Beitza, the Girsa is not Titania, but rather Titnan. But the Mesoros Shas points out, Titania is the more accurate Girsa, because while it's true that there is a Mishnah Maseches Trumos that quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer of Rabbi Yeshua that we're about to quote, but the further Machlokas Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda about what the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua is, that only appears in the Tosefta, that only appears in a Braisa, that does not appear in the Mishnah. So the full version of what we're quoting now is in fact a Braisa, it is not a Mishnah. But here it is. Litra Ketzios, if let's say you have a weight of a litra of dried out figs, of dried figs that are Truma, Shedrosa Alpi Eagle, that you press into an eagle is a Kli, where they would stuff in a bunch of dried figs to make a fig cake. So let's say it's somewhat of a tall kli, so you press a bunch of figs into it, and then alpi eagle, and the mouth of the kli, only at the top, separate from what's in the bottom of the kli, you take truma figs, and you put into the eagle. So you have this eagle that you know that at the bottom of it is clearly non-truma figs, is clearly mutter figs that are good, that are right for everybody. And it's just at the top that you've pressed in some truma figs, but veni yodea be'ezu eagle derasa. But you have a garage full of eagle dveli. You have a garage full of these kalim that have pressed figs in them. And you know, in one of these kalim that you have, one of these eagulim, eagle is the name of the kli, you happen to have, at the top of it, there's truma, and none of them at the bottom of it is there truma. One of them at the top of it, there's truma, but you cannot identify which one has truma figs at the top. Al pi chavis, ve'im yodea be'ezu chavis derasa. Or let's say it's not an eagle, let's say it's a chavis, a different type of kli, a barrel, and you put the truma at the very top of the barrel. So again, all the figs in the bottom of the barrel, you know for sure are not truma, but you can't identify which barrel has truma figs at the top of the barrel. Or alpi kaveres, we'll take a different kli, these are just three different types of kelim. A larger kli, a basket, and you do not know which one you you stuck the truma figs on the top of. So the obvious question is why it has to give me all three cases, meaning they're all the same basic idea. They have truma at the top of a kli, not at the bottom of a kli, and you cannot identify which kli. So we'll discuss that in a moment. But the point is there bittel over here? So there is a machlokas Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. What the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is in this case, where Rameh says, here's the machlokas of the earlier Tanaim, that Rabbi Elazar says, since together with all the litraos that are on the bottom of all the igulim and the chavios and the kavaros that have chulin, you also have truma at the top, but you know that the stuff at the bottom didn't really mix with the stuff at the top. Roenas ha'elyonos kiluin prudos va'tachtonos ma'alos ha'elyonos, that you view the elyonos as if they are separate from the litraos, and they're not placed one on top of the other, but rather you view them as if they're not exactly where they are, but that they're all mixed in, and therefore, since it could be viewed as one big tarovos, as one big tarovos, the tachtonos are malos eselyonos. When you're doing the cheshbon of do you have a 100-to-1 ratio to be mevatel the truma, you can count the figs at the bottom of each kli toward that ratio of 100-to-1 in order to be mevatel the truma. That is the great chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir learns that that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, im yesh mea pumin ya'alu, v'im lav ha'pumin asurin v'ashulayim mutarin. That no, if there are 100 mouths of kelim, then you'll have a 100-to-1 ratio, because the stuff at the bottom of these kelim doesn't get cheshbon in. That's not part of the suffix over here. It's not part of the tarovus over here. We know the stuff at the bottom is fine. So you have to have 100 mouths of kelim to the one that's truma in order to be mevatalit. That is how Rabbi Meir learns the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I learned the machlokas differently. That Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesha mea pumin yalu v'im lav pumin asurin v'chulei. That it's Rabbi Eliezer who holds what you just said Rabbi Yeshua holds, that it's only the tops of the kelim that are in the suffix and that are in the tarovas, and therefore you need a 100-to-1 ratio from the figs that are on the top of the kelim and not from any of the stuff that's on the bottom. And it's Rabbi Yeshua Omer, afiliation shalosh meos bumin lo yalu. And Rabbi Yeshua is even more machmir. He holds that nothing is mitzarif to any ratio. It doesn't matter if you have a 100-to-1 ratio, 200-to-1 ratio, 300-to-1 ratio, it's never going to become batel. Why is it never going to become batel? Because this is a davar shebeminyan. It's a davar chashuv, it's a davar shebeminyan, and davar shebeminyan never becomes batel. Now, who would qualify that as a davar shebeminyan? These figs are not often counted. So must be that he holds that the fact that it's sometimes counted, that's enough to count it, to consider it a davar shebeminyan. So Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yoshua by litra ketzios is the sheet that we're looking for. It's the shita that holds you don't need es shadar kalimanos, you don't need kol shadar kalimanos, you just need something that is sometimes ever, that is ever, that anybody would ever count. Durasa be eagle, if you take that litra of truma and you stick it into the bottom of the eagle where there are a lot of other litros of chulin, ve'in yodea be'ez makom be'igul durasa, olitzvon olidroma, divrei kol yalu. So if you really mix it in with the whole thing, then everyone will say that it's batel, because in that case, the litra of truma is not nikar at all. It's completely mixed in with all the chulin that's all around it, and therefore it cannot, it's not chashuv enough to be counted at all at that time. Meaning this is similar to what the Mishnah Maseches Arla about, we learned that Mishnah yesterday, Maseches Arla, that identified that there's one Tana that holds that there are only six things in the entire world that are a davar shebeminyan. There are only six things in the entire world that are so chashuv that they would never become batel. And then, or seven according to Rabbi Akiva. And then the Mishnah went on to say, but nispatu ha'gozim, nispatu ha'rimonim, nispatu ha'chavios, nechtu ha'duluim, nispatu ha'kikaros, yalu bechon masayim. that if these egoze perech, these rimone bada, whatever these different things are, once you crush them and you mix them all in, then they lose all their chashivas and then they become batel. So that's exactly what we're saying over here by these figs. That at a certain point, they're a davar shaminyan and they're a davar chashuv when they're pressed at the top of a kli. But once you totally mush them in with everything else, so then it loses its status as a davar chashuv, as a davar shaminyan, and then at that point, it's going to become batel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that something that is sold b'minyan is not going to become batel, it means even if somebody sometimes counts it. So our Papa holds that this Tana is the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that the Chatos HaMesos and the Shara Niskal are not going to be batel. And just like we're machmir by the Litra Ktzios to consider a davar shaminyan, even though most of the time they don't sell it by number, they sell it by weight or by whatever else, they don't sell it by number, so too will be machmir by the Chatos HaMesos and the Shara Niskal to consider that a davar shaminyan, even though most of the time it's not actually sold by minyan. So now a couple of points over here. So we said that within Rabbi Meir's understanding of the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Eliezer held that even the stuff at the bottom of the kelim could be mitzarif to make up the shear to be mevatel the truma that's at the mouth of one of the kelim. So Tosus explains that these te'enim are considered kol shadar klimanos, and therefore they're batel. And it turns out that according to Rabbi Meir, kol shadar klimanos will become batel, right? Meaning, after all, isn't it at least kol shadar klimanos? So Tosus says, yes, it is kol shadar klimanos, but it becomes batel according to Rabbi Meir. So Tosus asks on Reish Lakish that we had in yesterday's daf, who said that according to Rabbi Meir, kol shadar klimanos will never become batel, and that's why Rabbi Meir was machmir by the chavili tiltan that it's not going to become batel because it's sold b'minyan. So why is the chavili tiltan any of kilei kerem any different than the litra ktzios? And Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Rabbi Meir has three terutzim to this seeming stira within shitas Rabbi Meir. Answer number one, he says, is based on the sugya in Yevamos Daf Pei Aleph that Reish Lakish only says within Rabbi Meir that kol shadar klimanos is mekadesh, that it's not going to become batel when you're dealing with an issur d'oraisa. And by truma, before kedushas haaretz was batel, it was an issur d'oraisa. But truma b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan, so Rabbi Meir is not going to be so machmir that kol shadar klimanos is going to be asir. So by the litra ktzios, which is only chayiv in truma midrabanan, Rabbi Meir is going to say bitel is going to work. But by the chavile tilton, who's chavile tilton shel kilei kerem, kilei kerem is an issur d'oraisa. So that's an issur min haTorah. That's where Rabbi Meir is going to say that kol shadar klimanos is actually not going to become batel. It's going to be mekadesh. It's going to asir the entire mixture. So he says, but wait a second. Once kedushas haaretz became batel, kilei kerem became drabanan also. So why is kilei kerem? Why is the chavili tilton of kilei kerem any more chamor than the litrik tzios of truma? Everything's drabanan bizman hazeh. So we suggest that the litrik tzios, there are two reasons. It's a trade drabanan, whereas the chavili tilton is only a chad drabanan. Meaning, when you're dealing with truma of peros, so anyway, anything that's not dug into Yerush v'yitzar is only chayv in truma midrabanan. Plus, everything nowadays is drabanan, so it's a double drabanan, it's a trade drabanan. Whereas, when you're dealing with the chavili tilton shel kilei kerem, you're right, it's drabanan, but for only one reason. There's only one reason to knock it down to a drabanan, and that is that it's bizman hazeh. Answer number two, Tosfos says, that Reish Lakish holds that a mayor is only machmir by on kol shadar klimanos by a d'oraisa of by a drabanan. He holds es shadar klimanos is mekadesh. Chavili tilton are es shadar klimanos, and that's why they're not going to become batel. But a litrit ktzios is kol shadar klimanos, and therefore they will become batel. So you have different levels of what qualifies as a davar shebiminyan, depending on whether you're dealing with a d'oraisa or a drabanan. So it's not that the concept of davar shebiminyan is not going to be applied to a drabanan within Rameir. It will be applied, but what we will consider a davar shebiminyan changes from a d'oraisa or a drabanan. Third answer, he says, that by kilei kerem, Rameir is machmir that it should not become batel because kilei kerem is asr bahana'a, so it's more chamur. So even bizman hazeh, where it's not d'oraisa, but it's still an isra'na'a, and therefore we treat it with the severity of a doraisa, as opposed to literal ktsios, which is not asur bana. Therefore, it's going to become batel. Now, that's the three answers that Tosfos gives. Now, Rabbeinu Peretz gives a fourth answer. He says that Meir himself holds that both chavili tilton and literal ktsios are not going to become batel, because kol shadarku limanos is eino batel. However, when he speaks in the name of his Rebbe, Rameir says that they will be batel, meaning leilo svirele. His Rebbe holds they do become batel, and Rameir disagrees, and he holds that they do not become batel. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds that since Trumas Peros is only midrabanan, and min haTorah, you're not only dug into Yerush V'Yitzar, is going to be chayiv, so Rashi and Tosfos points out that that's why the Chachamim are makil on a tarovus drabanan, that we view all of the litraos as if they're all mixed together, and that's why they could all be mevatel. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer's shita Rameir's version of Rabbi Eliezer is very shver, right? What does Rameir say within Rabbi Eliezer? I know for sure that the truma is only at the mouth of one of these kelim, and yet I'm going to count everything that's at the bottom of the kelim to help him mevatel it. That's not in the taroves. Meaning, why would that matter? Imagine you have some chicken soup on the stove, and you put a little bit of milk falls in, a little bit of butter falls into the chicken soup. So you're going to say, yeah, I know this is a small chicken soup, but it doesn't have shishim. Can I get the butter? But I also have a whole bunch of more chicken soup in the freezer. So that's not part of the taroves. That's somewhere else. That's in the freezer. What does that have to do with this taroves? Here I have the problematic litricosius. It's at the mouth of the kli. It's at the top of the kli. Who cares what's at the bottom of the kli? Why on earth would Rameir's version of Rabbi Eliezer say that it's going to be batel? So both Rashi and Maseches Beitz and Davdalin and Tosos in Dibra Maskel Vir and Vatachtonios says, Afal Tosos says it's easier to find because it's on the page. Afal Pishen Besafik Timur, he kilu b'chumas perus drabanan. That because Chumas Perus is only drabanan, we're extra makil over here in terms of what we identify as part of the taroves. So Tosos asks, well, wait, if we're makil on Truma on the drabanan, Truma drabanan, that it's considered a taroves, that even that which is not included in the suffix is considered part of the taroves, what are we going to do with the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos, that if you have a te'eno levana of truma that gets mixed in with te'enim levanos ushchoros shelchulin, a white truma fig gets mixed in with a whole bunch of white and black figs that are chulin, some white, some black, white and black figs that are chulin, then the shchoros are all mutter, because we know whatever shchora you find, that's definitely not the truma, and the levanos are all asuros. Well, why don't we say that it's mitzdarif, that the te'enim shchoros and levanos are all mitzdarif to be mevatel the te'en levana of truma that fell in, just like by the litrik tzios. I know for sure the stuff at the bottom is not truma, yet we do cheshvin it into the taroves. So you can say the same thing with the figs. I know for sure the black figs are not the truma one, but let it be cheshvin into the taroves. So Tosfos answers that no, you can't compare shchoros and levanos to the litrik tzios case, because litrik tzios case, if you were to just mix it a little bit more, then it would become a taroves. Shchoros ulevanos would never be a taroves, meaning it would always be identifiable as that's the white one, that's the black one. You could therefore always separate them out. So that's the difference, Tulsa says. Even though to mix them together would be but just the capacity, the ability to at some point to be able to generate a taroves through that would be enough. Okay, so now let's move on. Rav Ashi Amar, a second answer. So again, all of this was to answer one basic question, that you have the behema that's a shara niskal, or the behema that's chatos hamesos, that's asr even for hedev, it's asr for everybody, it gets mixed in with a whole bunch of kashur karbanos. So we said, okay, they're all bad, you're not allowed to use any of them. Well, why? Why don't we assume that it's batel berov? So answer number one was, because it's a davar shebeminyan, and the davar shebeminyan is not batel. So then we got into this whole last daf and half, discussing how do we define davar shebeminyan. Es shedark limnos, kol shedark limanos, litra ketzios, right? We got into this whole discussion of davar shebeminyan. But maybe there's another answer. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Teim Rabbanan. No, you don't have to say that we're going Dafka according to Rabbi Yeshua within Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yeshua. No, we could even be going like the other Rabbanan, like Rabbi Eliezer, like either version of Rabbi Meir, whether like Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer according to the Rabbi Meir's version of them. And nevertheless, the Baal Chai is still not going to become batal. Why? When you're dealing with something that's alive, a living creature is chashuv enough that it's never going to become batel. So it's a special din of a living creature, of a behema. So the behema is a chashuv enough creature that it will never become batel. Period. That's the end of that discussion of why don't we say bitel berov. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, I understand you don't want to say bitel berov, but if you take from this tarovis, you take one animal and you're makrovit, why don't you assume azlinon basaruba? Why don't we assume that we are holich achar harov, meaning both the concept of bitl brov and the concept of azlinan basaruba are derived from the same pasuk. It's from the pasuk of achar rab nahatos. But they are different dinim. The din of bitl brov is mechadesh, that even if you know that a chatichas iser fell into the heter, if the chaticha is not clearly recognizable, it becomes heter. The whole thing is gone. It has disappeared. There's no more iser there at all. The din of holich achar harov tells me, I know that there's an iser there, but if I pull one thing out, I don't have to assume the one that I pulled out is the Isser. I can assume the one that I pulled out comes from the majority, and the majority is that. So I know the Isser is still there, and therefore there's no way I can bring all of these animals. But if I take one, so the one that I take could be presumed to be from the rove. So that's what the Gemara is asking now. Why does the Mishnah have to say that you kill all the animals or to be pulled to them and bring the money for other karbanos? Why aren't we matir some of these behemoths at least? V'nimshoch v'nikrav chanminahu. Take one behema from the taroves and be makrav that one. V'nema called the parish, meruba parish. And then you could say about the animal that you've taken it to bring as a karban that it probably comes from the rove because called the parish, meruba parish. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Nimshoch, you're going to take a behema from the taroves and be matarid because it comes from the rove? Havale kavua. You're taking it from a makam kavua, from a place where it is set in place with all the other animals. And the rule is, v'kol kavua, k'mechzal mechzadami. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin teaches us that whenever you're dealing with something that's kavua, that's in its given location, we always view it as a 50-50, regardless of what the real statistics are. That you might have 9 heter and 1 iser, but we still view it as if it's 5 heter and 5 iser when it's kavua, when it's in place. We view it as a 50-50. So even if you're mafresh one of them, you can't be matirit on the basis that it came from the rove, because you don't have a rove behemos of heter. Now Tosos Maseches Chulin raises the question, how does the din of bitl barov work with the concept of kol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami? Meaning, isn't that a stira mineu bei, the concept of bitl barov and the concept of kol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami? Because if the Torah is going to say that I view any tarovas that's kavua as if it's a 50-50, shouldn't that take away the possibility of bitl barov? There is no rov anymore. Meaning, any time you have a tarovas that's in place, so we say, okay, I don't care what the numbers are, it's 50-50. Good, so now I don't have bitl barov. So how can you ever have bitl barov? So this is a kasha Tosfos in Chulin Daf Tzadi Hei asks. So Tosfos suggests that the din of kol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami is in a case where the iser is found b'makom akvius in its nikar v'yodua. Meaning, kol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami means that there are 10 stores on the main shopping drag. Let's say 10 stores on Central Avenue that sell meat. 9 of them sell kosher meat. 1 of them sells non-kosher meat. I can look at this. I could see that's the one that sells non-kosher meat. It's very clearly identifiable which is the one that sells the non-kosher meat. I bought from one of the stores and I don't know which one I bought from, but I have this piece of meat from its makom kavua. Right now it's no longer in its makom kavua. If it was still there, then it would be easy. But I went shopping and I was sleepwalking and I went shopping and I don't remember which store I walked into. I just assume all the stores have Hebrew letters on them or something. I assume that they're all selling kosher meat. So I just uh, but I bought from one of them, but they all look the same to me. I have no idea which one I bought from. So that's where we're going to say kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. When do we say bitul barov? When in its makom kavua, you do not recognize it. That you cannot recognize it in its makom kavua, which is a great answer when you're learning Maseches Chulin. However, Tosso says when you're learning Maseches Vachim, that answer becomes a terrible answer, because we're suggesting right now that when you have this Tarovis of Behemos, you have this one Shar and Niskal that's mixed in with all these other Shvarim, that it's, we're going to say Kol Kavua Kemechsal Mechsadami. By Tosso's own definition, you can't say Kol Kavua in such a case. Kol Kavua is only when the Isser is Nikar B'Makomo, when you can, when in its Makom Kavua, you can see that that's the Isser. But over here, these Behemos are indistinguishable from one another. So what's the Gemara saying over here, that we can't follow the Rov because Kol Kavua Mechsal Mechsadami? Over here, we're dealing with a Behema Asura that's mixed in with other Behemos, and the Behema Asura is not Nikar. So when the Isser is not Nikar, I thought Tosos tells us that we don't say Kol Kavua Mechsal Mechsadami, we say Bitul Barov. So Tosos answers that since Bali Chayim have a Chashivus, and therefore we're not going to say Bitul Barov, we've had to go back to Kol Kavua Mechsal Mechsadami. Meaning, the whole Kasha of Tosfos is not going to be a Kasha on our case. The kasha of Tosfos was, doesn't the principle of Kol Kavua Kemechsal Mechsadami, doesn't it contradict the concept of Bitul Barov? Yeah, well, in our case, there is no Bitul Barov, because we just got through the last daf and a half, we're just about why there's no Bitul Barov, because it's Davar Shaminyan, because it's Balei Chayim, whatever it is, there is no Bitul Barov. So now there's room for Kol Kavua Kemechsal Mechsadami to apply. The question is, when there is room for Bitul Barov, when do we and don't we say Kol Kavua Kemechsal Mechsadami? But if there's no room for Bitul Barov, then of course you're going to say Kol Kavua is Kemechsal Mechsadami. Okay, so says the Gemara, so I'll rephrase the question. You don't want to tell me that I'm going to pull one animal out and I'll go and I'll be makrav as a korban and rely on that it's called the parish, meruba parish, because you're going to tell me that that's considered kavua. So I'll rephrase the question. Ella, the question is, nichpeshinu dinaydi. Why not just scatter the animals? I don't know, shoot a gun in the air and they'll all get scared and they'll all run away in a thousand different directions. Vinema, and then you'll say about each animal, called the parish meruba parish. Then you could take one animal. Now they're no longer kavua. They're no longer in the same place. So now they've run around, and you could grab one of them and be makriv that one. So say called the parish meruba parish. So answer the Gemara Amar Rava. So there's a question of what exactly the girsa ought to be over here. Let's skip the parentheses. Mida or Raisa, you're right. Any animal that separates itself from the Taroves, we would say Holichach Harov. However, Gezeira Shema Yavou Asara Kohanim Bebas Achas V'Yakrivu. We make a Gezeira that maybe after you take a behemoth, one of the behemoths from this Taroves, and you shecht it, 10 Kohanim are going to take all at the same time the blood and the Emurim of these 10 behemoths, which are the Rove of the Taroves, and they'll be makrav it all at one time on the Mizbeach. So now you have the rove that's all being used on the Mizbeach. You cannot be told that the behemoth that's possible remains in the Taroves with the miut. So you have to be choshish that among the behemoths that you're being makriv is the behemoth that's possible. So that therefore, midrabanan were choshish that this might happen, and you're going to be bringing kachim that are possible on the Mizbeach. Now, it's a little bit strange, the Achronim point out, that we're saying that we're choshish that 10 kohanim are going to be zorik the dam all at one time on the Mizbeach. Why not just say that 10 kohanim are going to come and shecht the behemos all at one time, meaning shechita comes before zrika? So why are we saying that the concern is that the kohanim are going to come with basachs and they're going to be yakriv? Yakriv means to be makriv on the Mizbeach. What goes on the Mizbeach is the dam. So why not just say that they'll shecht they'll shecht them all at the same time? So in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he says that by shechita, even if the behema that's asur is among these 10 behemos, it's not an isra of hakrava legavoa, because shechita is ksher bizar. Aye, but shechting chulin ba'azara is an isser. But Tosfos says later on daf ayin zayin that the isser of shochet chulin ba'azara is only when you shecht it l'shem chulin. But if you shecht it l'shem gavoa, then you don't violate chulin ba'azara. Okay, so that's why we stick with the idea of being zorek. But ask the Gemara, amrei humei rabbanan. One of the rabbanan asked Rashi writes that Tzur Mei Rabbanan means a young great Talmud Chacham, and Ahu Mei Rabbanan means an older Talmud Chacham. So whenever we say Ahu Mei Rabbanan, it's not that we're necessarily identifying anybody. A Tzur Mei Rabbanan is a young Talmud Chacham, Ahu Mei Rabbanan is an older Talmud Chacham. So Amalei Ahu Mei Rabbanan, this is Rashi Maseches Tainis. So Amalei Ahu Mei Rabbanan, so one of the elder Chacham said, the Rava Elameata, if you're going to say that they're Choshesh, that they're going to be Zorik, Rove of the Dam, all at one time, and among the Rove of the Dam, there's going to be the Isser in there, so Megisa Asira. So then, after they already took from the Tyrovis, and they were matrid from called the Parish Meruba Parish, and they're Mekabel the Dam in a Kli, where they're mixed it, Becheskas, that it's Kosher Adam, the Dam should be Mitztarif, the Dam of all the Shchutos should be Mitztarif to make up a new Rove, and the Dam Heter shouldn't have the Din of called the Parish Meruba Parish. So you're going to say that once Behemos became mutter with the din of halachacha rov, that you're now going to go and be mevatel that heter? I mean, does that make any sense? Meaning, at some point you applied called the parish meru parish. Now you're being choshesh that at a later point 10 kohanim are going to come at the same time, and therefore it's going to be problematic. Once something's mutter, it's mutter. How can you go back and aser that which already became mutter? So answer the Gemara, the reason the Chum aser being mafresh one animal and being makrovit is mishum shema yavo'u asara kohanim bebasachas v'yikhu, that we're afraid that 10 kohanim are going to come at one time and take 10 animals from this tarovas, which is the majority of the tarovas all at one time, and they'll be makrovit. And in such a case, if they're being mafresh the animals all at the same time, you never had a kol deparish mirum. So you never had the heter to begin with. If you never had the heter to begin with, then I have to be worried about it. Is that even possible? That 10 are going to, there are animals that are scattered all over the place. Remember, the premise of this is that it's not a makom kavua. You scatter the animals everywhere. So 10 kohanim are going to take 10 animals, chase down 10 animals that are scattered all over the place, and we're choshesh and pumped at the same time. They're all gonna grab all the 10 animals, bebas achas. Ela Rava mishum kavua. Rava says, no, it's a gzeira midrabanan to aser these behemos, even though we should say called the parish merub parish, because they're choshesh that you're going to take the behemos from the makam kavua without doing the scattering of the animals first, and therefore it's a gzeira atu kavua. That's the issue over here. Meaning enochinami, that if really it should have been that as soon as you scatter the animals, you should be able to take one of them and be makrovit it as a carbon, but there were goza that you might not scatter the animals, and therefore it's going to be a violation of kavua. Now the Acharonim ask, well, wait a second. The principle of kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami is itself a din drabanan. So I'm going to make a gzeira that even after you scatter the animals, you can't take one of them and rely on kol deparish meru parish, lest you forget to scatter the animals, and then you're going to do a kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami. Yeah, but kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami is a derabanan. So it's a gzeira l'gzeira. I'm going to make a gzeira lest you come to violate the din derabanan of kol kavua kamechsa mechsadami. So the Chak Nasan suggests that it's all gzeira achas, that the rabbanan were choshesh that if you're allowed to take from the makom haparush, you're vaday going to take from the makom hakviyas as well, because the isser is eino nikar, and that's considered all gzeira achas. Okay, so that's a possibility that it's all one gzeira. But one more point over here. The Gemara had said at one point elameata megisa asir, which meant that once something has become mutter, meaning once you already had called the parish meruba parish, it cannot be that it's going to go back to becoming usser. So the Maram Rutenberg points out that this question of the Gemara is difficult, because just because you asser taroves by taking one behema from among the many behemos and you're matir that one behema, so now that means you're going to be matir the entire taroves. Meaning if you know that you're going to bring the entire Tarovas, you know that the Isser is for sure there. So what kind of question is this? That called the Parish Meruba Parish, but you can't do that with the whole Tarovas. If everyone's going to take one animal and you know that there was an Usser animal there, then you know that you're doing an Isser. So Maran Rutenberg writes, is quoted in the Tshuva Sarashba as holding that Mikan Mulchach, that whenever you have Bittul Barov, the Isser is Nepach Leheter. That whenever you have Bittul Barov, let's say you have three Chatichos that are not Chatichos, Chavir, we have Bittel. We're two kosher chatichos and one non-kosher chaticha, right? Three hamburgers, and one of them is treif, two of them are kosher, they're unidentifiable, so we say Bittel Barov. Yavish B'Yavish is Bittel Barov. Am I allowed to make a triple-decker hamburger and eat them all at the same time? Says Mar Wurttemberg, yes. And this Gemara is the Raya, right? Because the Gemara is not, the Gemara says, oh, once it's mutter, so then it's mutter. What do you mean, once it's mutter, it's mutter? Just because one of them is mutter, because I was porish, I was mafresh it, it means they're all going to be mutter? So says Mar Wurttemberg, yes. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. And the Isser is nepach lios hater. That is against the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, as well as in Tshuvas, disagrees with Mar Wurttemberg and holds, no, that you cannot be mevashal all of them b'kadeira achas. There are multiple sheetos in Rishonim. Some say you can't be mevashal all of them b'kadeira achas, but you can eat them zeh achar zeh. And at the time that you're eating each one, you say, okay, this is the mutter one. Others say, no, you can't have the same person eat all three of them. Three different people could eat all three of them. And yet others say you got to throw one out. And the one that you throw out, you could assume, okay, that was probably the problematic one, but you could eat the other. But the Ram Wurttemberg is the biggest chiddush. Triple decker sandwich and eat them all at the same time. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava is mechadish the following din. Hashda amri lo nakriv. Once we have this din, that if you have a shara niskal or a Chatos HaMesos mixed in with your karbanos, that you're not allowed to be makrav any of them, I makrav lo meratzi. If you actually are makrav it, it doesn't work. It's not meratzeh. It doesn't accomplish what it's meant to accomplish. Meaning the chiddush is, the way most of the achronim understand, is that even if you take it from the kavua and you're makrav all of the behemos in the taroves, where you know that the kosher ones have been brought, right? Nevertheless, it's not meratze, even though you know that you brought the kosher ones. So Eisvei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda challenges Rava that there is a Mishnah Maseches Kinim as follows, that when you have to bring a kan of either two Torim or two Bnei Yonah, so you're supposed to bring one as an Ola, one as a Chatas. And as we already know from learning this Masechta, that what you do with the Dam Ola is different than what you do with the Dam Chatas. The Dam of an Oaf that's an Ola has to be L'mayla Michuta Sikra. The Dam of the Oaf of a Chatas has be lamata michuta sikra. So chatos and sarva ba'ola, let's say you can't identify which one is the chatos, which one is the ola. Va'ola and sarva b'chatos, afilu achas beribo, even if it's a 10,000-to-1 ratio of olos to chatos or chatos to olos, yamusu kulan, you can't do anything, because where are you going to be zorik the dam? You don't know where to be zorik it, so all of them have to die. Ba medvar mamurim b'koin nimlach, that's only if the koin asks us first. So we tell him, no, don't bring any of these birds, because you're not going to know what to do with the dam of any of these birds. So if he asks, we tell him that all of them have to die. Aval b'koin she'ein nimlach. But if the koin never asks, he just goes and he's zorik the dam. So then it depends, what did he do exactly? So asan l'mayla, if he was zorik the dam of all of the birds, l'mayla, meaning he treated them all like an ola, so mechza kasher, mechza pasel. So you have a valid carbon ola, and you have an invalid carbon chatos. So you're going to have to make up for the missing chatas, but the ola was good. Lamata, if he did all the dam, lamata said mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So then you have a valid chatas, an invalid ola, and that's fine. So you just got to make up for the invalid ola. But achas lamata v'achas lamayla, if he takes the dam of one bird and he puts it lamata michut sikra and the other one lamata michut sikra, shnei and psulos. He may have guessed wrong. He may have taken the ola dam and put it lamata, and he may have taken the chatas dam and put it lamayla, and therefore they're both pasul. Shani yomer chatas krev lamayla v'ola krev. He may have messed it up. But what do you see over here? That even though Mi'ikra Adin, if the Kohen were to come ask what to do, we would not tell him to be Zorek the Dam of both of them Lamala or both of them Lamata, so that at least one of them will be Kasher. We would tell him all of them have to die. And nevertheless, if he doesn't ask and he does it, the Kapara is accomplished. So you, Rav, are telling me that in our Mishnah, where the Behema, the Shara Niskal gets mixed in with all these other Behemos, where they all have to die, that even if you went and you brought all the karbanos, that there's not, it's not going to be meratzah. Well, why not? By the birds we say it's meratzah. So Amalei, Rava responds to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, that's not a kasha. We already find that there's machlokas Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan in Maseches Yuma, if bali chayim that are nidcha me'akrava are nidcha liolam or not. So it could just be that this is a reflection of that machlokas. Hakam adi amar bali chayim nidachin. Our Mishnah assumes that bali chayim are nidachin, and that's why Rava says, once it's nidcha, once we say that it it's mixed in, and therefore you can't bring any of them. That's it. None of them can be brought. The Mishnah Maseches Kinim that assumes that even though you're not supposed to do it, if you do it, it still works. So that assumes that Bali Chaim are Eina Nidachim, and that's fine. So it's all a question of Bali Chaim Nidachim, Bali Chaim Eina Nidachim. So ask the Gemara Vayter on Rava Hare Shchutin. What about Bali Chaim that are shechted, that are pasul lahakrava? Once you're shechted, once they're shechted, dulukuli alma nidachim. That everyone agrees that once it's shechted, it's nidcha and it cannot be used utnan. And yet we have a Mishnah about the Evarim of a behemoth that's a Balmum that gets mixed in with a Evarim of Kashra Karbanos. And so all of the Evarim become Aser. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Imkarav HaRosh Alechem Mehem, Yikrvu Kala Roshim, that if you already makrav the Rosh of one of them, you might as well be makrav the Rosh of the rest of them. So apparently we say that once you already did it, so then it's going to be Meratza. According to Rava, though, it will never be Meratza. Says the Gemara, that's not a Raya. Because even though Bali Chaim that are Shchutim are Nidcha Mehak, if you are makrav them, they are meratza because most of the Tanaim hold Bali Shchutim are nidcha liolam. But there's one Tana that holds that even if it's shechted, it's not nidcha. The Tanya, in the context of the Sirat La'azazel and the Sirat La'ashem, Chanana Hamitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bakos, maybe Chaveru Mizaviglo. That if you shechted the Sirat La'ashem and you have the Dam in the Kos, and then the Sirat La'azazel drops dead, so you would think, okay, now the Sirat Hashem doesn't have a partner. That dam is nidche, and I cannot use that dam anymore. Chanana Mitzri is the shita that holds. Even it's already dam, it's already shechted, you can be mezavig another Sirat Hazazel with it, and you can use it. But we don't hold that way. That's the shita of Chanana Mitzri. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the fourth line of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.